In the latest update from the Minister of Human Resources, Datuk Seri Saravanan S. O. Murugan, the government has come to the decision that any human resources or finance department employees under every company may return to work in the office for one day to complete the company payroll. As reported by Sin Chu Daily and the Borneo Post citing an update from the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, the ministry has listed the measures that employers need to take in order to allow a maximum of 2 employees in charge of payroll to return to the office for one day to complete payroll duties. They can choose to either come to work on the 31st of March 2020 or the 1st of April 2020. In order to allow employees to return to their offices on either of the stipulated dates, employers must prepare a letter or document of release and authorization to return to work for the employees involved. The letter must include the employee's full name, their IC card number, and a phone number of a company official for validation purposes. The employees involved must also carry the letter on their person at all times in order to ease their movement within the city, should they encounter any roadblocks by the authorities. So if you are working in the relevant departments or have employees under you who are in charge of payroll, do take note. Also read, here's what machines can do if your boss forces you to take unpaid leave during COVID-19. You have reached the end of this story.